We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Beis, in the middle of Siv Tes, says the Ramah, Ubeged She'in Alav Lechlech, a piece of clothing which is not dirty, a clean piece of clothing, Mutter Lasei Salav Mayim Muatim Velo Merubim, it is permitted to put a small amount of water on that piece of clothing, but not a lot, Shema Yischot. And there are some who prohibit. The Ramah is quoting the two opinions that the Mishnah Berurah introduced us to, that there are some Rishonim who hold that the prohibition of Shriyaso Zel Kibuso, of wetting clothing, being Aser Mishum Kibus, only applies to dirty clothing and not clean clothing. But even by clean clothing, one still must be concerned for Schita if one puts too much water on it. And the second shita in the Rishonim holds that even on a clean piece of clothing, there is a prohibition of shriyaso zeho kibuso. And so the Ramah quotes these two opinions. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a few interesting qualifications. One, even according to the shita, that a clean piece of clothing is permitted to put some water on, if one is clearly mechavein to be mechabes the beged, if it is clear that your intention is to clean the clothing, then it is prohibited even with a small amount of water. As well, the concern of Shema Yischot when placing a lot of water on the beged will not apply if it is a beged which you are not makbid on, if it becomes wet, such as a towel. It's okay to get a towel very wet, since you have other towels that you can use. You're not makbid if this towel is very wet. You'll just throw it downstairs, throw it near the laundry, and you'll take out another towel. There might not be a gzera of Shema Yischot, any concern that you will squeeze out the water from a towel, even if it gets completely wet. The Mishnah Berurah summarizes the shitas and says that it is best to be machmir on Isuri d'oraisa for this shita that holds that it even applies to clean clothing. However, if that which you are doing is derech lichlach, if in the process of cleaning whatever it is that you are cleaning, you end up getting the beged dirty, such as you take a towel to clean up some dirt from the table, even if it was a clean towel and you're using the water, if it's derech lichlach, if it gets the towel dirty, then it is going to be permitted, even according to the shita that holds, a beged naki is prohibited, mishum shriyaso zehel kibuso, as well. Interestingly, in the Be'er Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim quotes the Prima Gadim and the Olas Tamid, who assume that according to this shita, that a beged naki is prohibited because of shriyaso zehel kibuso, it would apply even if that which is being done is derech lichlach, such as drying dirty, wet hands on a clean towel. It will still be prohibited. However, the Be'er Halacha thinks that the Prima Gadim and the Olas Tamid are incorrect, and derech lichlach is going to be permitted even according to the Machmir Shita. Sif Yud, Harochetz Yadav, Tov Lenagvam, Bekoach Zo Bezo, Ulahasir Meham Hamayim, Kafi Yachalto, Kodem Sheikant Chem Bemapa. As we mentioned in the introduction to this part of the Simen, the Mechaber says that when one washes his hands, he should be sure to rub them against each other first in order to dry them off somewhat before drying them on a napkin or on a towel. We'll notice that the Mechaber only uses a lashon of tov, meaning midina, it is okay to dry your hands on a towel. However, it is tov to be choshesh for the machmir shitas, and therefore it is best to get as much water off as possible from your hands before drying them on a towel, so there will only be a small amount of water on the towel, and there will be no chashash of Shema Yischot. The Ramah explains the words of the Mechaber. The Yesha Kasud Ein Lachashoze. There are some who say we don't need to be concerned for this. Dilo Amrin and Shrias Beged Zehu Kibuso Beki Haigavna, because the Ramah Paskins, like those who assume that we do not say Shrias Zehu Kibuso, the Ein Zerach Derech Lichlich, in a case where that which you are doing is getting the Beged dirty. The Chaynog, and this is how we Paskin, says the Ramah, even if you are going to be Machmir for a Beged Naki, you do not need to be Machmir when that which you are doing is Derech Lichlich, is getting the Beged dirty and not cleaning it at all. Thus, if one is drying dirty hands on a towel, it's going to be permitted because it's Derech Lichlich. Yet one should still be concerned that the towel not get too wet because of a concern of Gzera Shema Yischot. However, we explain that by our towels, this Gzera might not exist, since you'll just throw this towel into the laundry and take out a new towel. There is no Kpeda on the towel getting too wet, and no Gzera Shema Yischot. The same thing would apply with wiping up a spill from the table. One needs to be sure that they use a towel which they are not concerned about getting too wet, so that the Gzera Shema Yischot does not apply. continuing in the Ramav, Lachin Mutter Lanagev Yadav Bebeget Shehito Botinok Meiraglaim Kede Levatlam Shein Zerach Derech Lichlich Ba'ama. If one has a beged which a child urinated on and one wants to daven or bench in front of this beged, they can dry their hands on this beged, which in the process will be mevatel the meiraglaim with the water and allow you to daven in front of it, because what you're actually doing, you're not cleaning the beged, you're getting it dirty in the process as well. So since it's derech lichluch, it is going to be permitted. Yet says the Ramah, "Val aser litein mayim mamish al hameiraglaim kedei levatlam." But you can't actually pour water onto the meiraglaim. You can only dry your hands on it. You cannot pour water onto it straight up, because that would not be derech lichluch, which happens when you dry your dirty hands on it. And since it is not derech lichluch, there is a chashash of an iser of kibus involved because of shriyaso zehu kibuso. And even if you're not mechavein to be mechabes, it's a psik resha that it is going to happen and it is going to be prohibited. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Sefer Chasidim, who says that it is best not to take a baby onto your shoulder or anything like that unless you have something covering you in between.